Today's rally from climate deniers has been an absolute fizzer. With weeks of planning, with money and with buses from around the country, they could only mobilise less than 1,500 people. The Australian Federal Police have put the figure at less than 1,500 people. That's five times less than the number of Australians who showed up with just a few days' notice in Melbourne to support a price on pollution. We believe the Australian people are confident about the transition to a clean energy economy, because it's not just numbers, it's also the tone of our relative movements that we have to compare today. Out there, we've seen the climate deniers compare a price on pollution to genocide. We saw the Prime Minister compared to Hitler. And all of this was before we spotted Pauline Hanson in the crowd. This has been a disappointing day for climate deniers. But because of the momentum that the climate change community has on this issue, on the 2nd of April, we will be holding our next rallies in Sydney. This will be part of a series of rallies over the next few months around the country, a series of events that will show the real community consensus on this issue. What's disappointing today is that Canberrans weren't a part of today's protest. These people were bussed in from around the country. And that's why some of the people I'm joined by today are from the local community.
Some of the protesters outside were holding placards, "Get up, shut up." So, you know, obviously not worried by those sorts of comments.
Well, with 8,000 people turning up to the climate movement's rally in Melbourne the other week, we know that we're on the right side of history and on the right side of public opinion. The Get Up movement of 440,000 Australians has frustrated vested interests. It's frustrating polluters. It's frustrating Tony Abbott and those who agree with him that climate change isn't real. This is a disappointing outcome.
Because Tony Abbott is saying that he does believe that climate change is real and is man does contribute to climate change. He just doesn't agree with the way the government is going about dealing with it.
And a price on pollution is the most efficient way to deal with this problem. The Liberal Party has many people in its ranks who are actively working with the government behind closed doors, actively working with the independents to ensure that the price on pollution is a positive scheme. And that's why it's so disappointing that the climate deniers and the climate sceptics in the Liberal Party are holding that party back. We know the coalition can stand for more, and we know that we can't finish this debate until those in the Liberal Party who believe in climate science, who believe in responding, and who believe in action win the day.
Now, you were saying that today's protest, you think it was a fizzer, but it's one of the biggest protests we've seen outside Parliament House for quite some time.
Well, actually, that's just not at all true. With less than 1,500 people, after weeks' notice, after huge amounts of money have gone into this, free buses from Sydney and Melbourne, it's an absolute fizzer. But it's not just the numbers that count here. What's truly disappointing for their movement is the vitriol that exists within their statements. It's disappointing to see politics being brought down to this level, seeing our very own Prime Minister compared with Adolf Hitler.
Do you see this as a Tea Party movement arising in Australia?
Well, those in the climate denier movement have attempted to form their very own US-style Tea Party movement. And we've seen where the US-style Tea Party movement ended up. Violence and vitriol are not what we should include in the Australian political process. However, this is the peak of their movement. This is the event that they called the People's Revolt, that they have been planning for months. And of course, it has been a fizzer, and therefore, in our opinion, we won't see a strong Tea Party movement forming over the next few months.
They're saying that they're going to still continue protests in the next few weeks. I think they're planning one in April in Sydney, so what are you expecting of that? I mean, obviously, you're planning to counteract.
The 2nd of April will be the next moment where we can define whether or not this issue is supported by the vast majority of Australians. On the 2nd of April in Sydney, there will be two rallies. There will be a rally from those who support a price on pollution, and there will be a rally by those who don't. If we continue to see what we've seen over the last few weeks, and that is thousands turning out in support of a price on pollution, then once and for all, we must understand that Australians support climate action.
Simon, the Prime Minister says that her job now is to persuade people that this is the right course of action. Do you think she's achieving that aim?
The Prime Minister has a long way to go to restoring faith with the Australian public. After her disappointing comments on this issue in the last election, she has to prove that she is willing to put a price on pollution. And that will only come when she announces the details of the scheme. That's why the target of our community rallies is as much the Prime Minister as it is the opposition. We must have the Prime Minister deliver her details on how this scheme will work. Only that will improve her performance ratings, will improve her approval ratings. And that's exactly what we're asking for.
Should have the Prime Minister or Bob Brown address today's rally and try and enlighten the people outside?
From the attendance of Pauline Hanson to the comparison of the Prime Minister to Hitler, it's very clear that no politician should legitimise this movement. That's why it was disappointing that people like Tony Abbott, esteemed leaders in our country, decided to turn up to this event. He decided to turn up despite the horrible language that was in the sign behind him. So we're very thankful that leaders who support strong action on climate change aren't legitimising this movement.